Okay, today is Daf Mem Beis. We're on Mem Beis. So yesterday we started off a topic over here. We had a kasha and about Shmuel, and we said that Shmuel holds that Malacha She'ein Smicha Lagufa is Aser, right? If you do a Malacha for the wrong reason. Not for me for the wrong reason. You do a malacha, not for the reason it was done in the Beit HaMikdash. That's asur. So therefore, you can't extinguish a fire for any old reason. Right? Even if you want to save people from getting hurt. It doesn't matter. Because malacha is a malacha shetzmichu l'gufa. Either it wasn't done in the Mishkan like that. They didn't extinguish fires for no reason. To save people. That's not why they did it. They extinguished fires because they needed the coal. Or Rashi holds later that the extinguishing the fire was for an ancillary reason, which we'll get to later, Rashi's pshat. It's a very difficult pshat. That's Aser. By the same token, Shmuel held that a davar she'eino miskaven is mutter. Right? You do an act that's permitted. It may or may not result in a forbidden act. That's okay. It's mutter to do. Right? So it's mutter to put cold water into a pot, into a hot pot. Why? Because it may or may not temper the pot. It's not bad they're going to temper the pot. It might happen, it might not happen. Right? It's a davar she'eino miskaven. That's mutter. So we have the Tosfos pointed out that it's a little bit of etzer, a little bit of a stira. Why? Why is it a little bit of a stira? Right? Every davar she'eino miskaven is by definition a malacha she'ein smicha l'gufa. Right? I'm doing the act, but it may or may not result. So by definition, it's a malacha shetzmicha l'gufa. You're not doing it for why they did it in the Beit HaMikdash. Right? So how is it possible to hold, how can one person hold both of these shitas? How can Shmuel hold, on the one hand, the davar she'eino miskaven is mutter, but a malacha shetzmicha l'gufa is aser? Every davar she'eino miskaven is a malacha shetzmicha l'gufa, by definition, if you take it to the right? So that's the top Tosfos. And look at the last three lines. V'kivan d'svirale. Since we hold the baha baha talya hand, they really go hand in hand. Im kain amayka amar hasam davar she'eino miskaven mutter. Then why davar she'eino miskaven mutter? And he doesn't answer the question. Okay. Now let's just go on, because today's daf is also, oh my goodness, jam packed daf. Amar Ravina. Up to Ravina. Amar Ravina. It's the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8th line from the top. Hilchach, therefore, kodesh b'rishus harabim. If you're walking down the street and you see a thorn, which we assume is muksa, and you can't move it, right? Where am I? Yeah. Right? A kodesh b'rishus harabim. Molicho pachos pachos me'arba amos. Walk with it less than 4 amos. Pick it up. Walk less than 4 amos. Stop. Walk less than 4 amos. Stop. That way, you're not going to be over Doraisa. Right? Ube Carmelis, but in a Carmelis, afilu tuva. A Carmelis, you don't have to do this, because in a Carmelis, the only reason you're not allowed to carry is only the Durabanon. So, the Durabanon of not carrying in a Carmelis was never instituted when it was an issue of public harm. Right? Right. So the Ritva asks, I have another why can't I just pick up the thorn and carry it? Forget the pachas. It's a davar she'eino, it's a malacha she'eino smicha l'gufa. I'm not carrying it for any constructive reason. I'm carrying it because I don't want it here. Normally, why do you carry something? Because you want it over there. That was why they carried the Mishkan. They wanted to get something here to there. Here, right? That's why you carry something. I want to bring something from point A to point B. Here, you're not carrying the thorn to get it from point A to point B. You're carrying it to get it away from point A. That's a malacha she'eino smicha l'gufa.
It's
not the kind of the pashas. You're not going to die.
No.
You're not going to die. No. Right? So, you hear? So he answers, first of all, ain't a chanami, but he says that's very, very, people won't realize that. And there's nothing wrong with doing less than 4 amos also. So it's better to do less than 4 amos and run into less problems later in the future. Okay. Good. At the end of the discussion. Okay, next. Avol Nosein. Okay, this Gemara is quite difficult, with shitas flying back and forth. I'm not sure we're going to end up getting to it, because the next Gemara, the next sugya, the next, there are two sugyas here that are mamash halacha l'maaseh jam packed. So we're probably going to go through this one a little quickly. I don't understand it anyway. Tana Rabban, it said the Mishnah said that you're allowed to put cold water into a urn, right? In order to heat up the cold water to make it drinkable, not to heat it up to make it fire, to make it hot. That's cooking. But just to heat it up a little bit, you're allowed to do that. Tana Rabbanan, Nosin Adam Chamin Luto Chatzonin. You're allowed to put hot water into cold. Again, Nosin Adam Chamin Luto Chatzonin. What's in the cup? The cup has cold water. You're allowed to put hot water into the cold water. Says Rashi, Dikasavar, because we hold Tatoi Gavar. What controls is whatever on the bottom. Hil the Ein Chamin Marsichin Satsonin, and the hot water does not boil up the cold water. Ella mafshirin. It makes it room temperature. Again, you're allowed to put hot water into cold. Velot sonin l'tocha chamin. But you can't put cold into hot. Why not? Says Rashi. Shatachtonim, because again, the bottom one controls. Shatachtonim marsichin et elyonim. Because the bottom heats up the top. Yes, again, Tatoa Gavar, because the bottom one controls. Tosfos has a huge kash on this. Basically, he constricted himself within one sentence. Very, very difficult what this exactly means. Divrei Beishamai. That's Beishamai anyway. Beis Hillel Omrim, Bein Bechamin, L'toch Tzonein, Bein Tzonein, L'toch Chamin, Mutter. It doesn't matter, it's all Mutter. B'med Devar Amurim, Bakos. When is it Mutter? With a cup. It says Rashi, with a cup. D'l'shtia Kabayeluhu. You want to drink it. V'lo nicholei shiachumu harbe. It's not going to get very hot. Something's too hot, you can't drink it. It's not going to get very hot. It's going to get a little candy warmed up a little bit. V'od. Another reason. Or v'od. And also, the cliché nihu. It's a cliché. And also, it's a cliché. Okay? Which we said before, there's no cooking in a cliché. Later in the Gemara, that's the next sukkah. Is that even true? Right? No, it is true. The question is true in all cases. That's the question. Aval ba'ambati, but a bathtub or some bigger thing, chamin l'toch hatzonein. You're allowed to put into the cold. Okay? Another issue that we're not going to discuss comes up here. It's called pouring. When you pour, what are you doing now? You have a cold bathtub, and you're pouring the hot water in. So is that act of pouring considered a kli rishon? Let's say the hot water is a kli rishon. You took something off the fire, and now you're pouring it. So is that act of pouring still a kli rishon? Does it go down a notch to a kli sheni? Also very complicated stuff. Anyway, v'lot sonin l'toch chamin. But you can't put sonin into hot water. Rav Shurim ben Manasseh, usser. He ussers even pouring hot water into cold. Okay?
Who's the first sheet?
Bishamai.
And Beis Hillel would agree?
To what?
In this case, by an ambadja.
No. No. By Ben Devar Mur and Bekos. Aval Bambati, chama l'toch hatzonin. You can only put chamin into tzonin. Below tzonin into chamin. But not cold into hot.
But we said that's Beis Hillel.
No, that's Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel Omrim. Bein b'chamin, bein b'tzonin. I mean, what would Beis Shammai say by an ambati? I would say it's usher. If the coast is usher, then
right,
surely, right. Beis Hillel says it's mutter. Yeah, it depends. One side's mutter. Hot into cold is mutter, not cold into hot. And Rav Shurim ben Manasseh, oser. What is he, oser? The Gemara is going to change what he says. Because when you want to drink something, you don't want it too hot. I guess maybe the bath, you don't care how hot it is. The assumption. You want to drink something, you just really.
The difference between bath and cup.
Yeah.
Hot versus cold versus cold.
Right, so Rashi said, because the bottom one governs. The bottom, whatever's in the bottom, is the one that controls. So if it's hot into cold, right? If it's hot into cold, we say there's no cooking. But if it's cold into hot, for some reason there is cooking. Matos has a whole different shock because it doesn't make any sense.
That doesn't make sense.
Okay, now.
The road.
What?
The road.
You know,
Right. As you pour, right, that's the theory. As you pour in each drop, the bottom one's taking over whatever you're doing. Right? That's the theory. The question is that true? So we say, even if it's not true scientifically, halakhically it's true. Right? That might not be true scientifically, right? But that doesn't matter, right? So Rabbi Yosef Lemaymar. So Rabbi Yosef thought to say, Safal, how do they translate Safal? A wash basin. So it's bigger than a cup, but smaller than a bathtub, right? Harehu kambati. It's just like an abati. Says Rashi. You don't drink out of that thing. I know he drinks out of that. Right? El l'rechitza, but rather for washing. Asiri. We want it to be very hot. Right? We said by the bath it's hotter. And then Rashi says a word which we don't know what this means. The gazrinon. We made a gzera. Gzera. That's what she's talking about. Gzera.
They had
something gzera, right? So Amalei Abaya, Tani Reb Chiya, Safal Eino Kambati. A Safal's not like an Abati. No, don't make that leap. Now, Ulamai, the Solek, Adaita, the Meikar, the Safal Eino Kambati. But originally we thought it was, that a Safal was the status of an Abati. Amar of Nachman, Halacha Reb Shimon ben Manasya. Right? And we said, Halacha is like Reb Shimon ben Manasya. Ela B'Shabbos, B'chitza, B'cham, and Leka. What, you can't wash with hot water on Shabbos? We had 2 days about that. Me, Safras, Reb Shimon. So, another, what does that mean? You're allowed to wash with hot water on Shabbos, as long as it's only your face, your hands, and your feet, and the water was warmed up from beforehand. So you could do this. Makes it sound like you can't do it. So, me, Safras, Reb Shimon, a Seifakai? Wait, you thought Reb Shimon was talking about the Seifa? Nah, ever wrong. A Reisha Kai. He was talking about the Reisha. Beis Hillel Matirin. Beis Hillel said it's Mutter. Bein Bechamin, Bein Betzonin. Bein Bechamin, Tzotzonin, Bein Letzonin, Betzochamin. Reb Shimon Menasya asr tzonein b'toch chamin. He asered tzonein into chamin. The name of Reb Shimon Menasya, don't like Beis Shammai. So Reb Shimon Menasya is holding like Beis Shammai. We never hold like Beis Shammai. Hachi kamar. No, what we're saying is, lo nech leku Beis Shammai u Beis Hillel b'davar zeh. But there's no machlokus about this thing. And even Beis Hillel would agree it's asr. So we just changed everything. Amar v'huna b'rei dov Yeshua, chazin alei l'rava. I saw Rava, the lo kapit amana. He wasn't machbid about this kelim, whether amanim to clean. He wasn't so machbid about this. Hot and cold, he wasn't machbid. Midatani Reb Chiya knows in Adam ketone shomayim. You're allowed to put a jug of water l'toch safal shomayim into another basin of water. Bein bechamin l'toch tonein, bein tonein l'toch chamin. But in other words, that's a little different, which the Gemara is going to point out right now. Here, you took a thermos, you took a baby bottle, you filled it up with cold milk, and now you're going to put it into a hot urn or to a hot basin so that it should get hotter. Or the other way around. You put a hot something into cold something to cool it off a little bit. Either one. So, therefore you see that Rava wasn't machbid. I'm going to leave Huna. Wait a minute. Rav Ashi, Dilma, shiny Hassam. No, it's different over there. Why is it different? Because the Mifsa Kli. That's the Kli itself. Now you took an entire baby bottle that was cold, and you want it to be a little bit warm for the baby. So what do? You stick it in an urn. What we've been talking about till now is you took water from a bottle and poured it into an urn. Or water from an urn into a bottle. And what's the story with cooking up the water? Here, the baby bottle's enclosed. Now, can you take that bottle and stick it into a hotter thing to make the little warmer a little warmer. How does that translate into that? Just because I'm allowed to do that, who said I'm allowed to put water itself? Right? It's a little bit of a leap.
Yeah, right?
A little bit of a leap. Why? Because there's no question that the cooking is takes place more, better, when the water is sluice.
Yeah,
right? No question about that. No question about that. I take a little bit of cold water, pour it into hot water, the cooking will be much better than to take a baby bottle and stick it into a hot urn. No question about that. So yeah, Rava wasn't mocking because of that. This doesn't mean he would allow pouring water in. Anyway, Amalei Rav Huna le Rav Ashi, Dilma Shani Hasam, the Mifsa Kli, because the Kli itself is masik. And Amalei Ma'ara Itmar, well, we learned that pouring. Ma'ara, Adam, Kiton, Shalmayim, you're allowed to pour hot water. Water. You can pour from an urn, from a jug. L'toch sefal shalmayim into a basin. Bein bechamin l'tonin. L'tonin bein bechamin l'toch tonin. Bein tonin l'toch chamin. Well, Rava said it's mutter no matter what. Okay. Like I said, that was very, very hard Gemara. what happens to be that when I saw, okay, what can I say from the Shulchan Aruch, and I looked it up, it's the same thing we said yesterday. It's the same simon as yesterday, which we said about, you know, I had that whole thing with the Pesach Reisha and pouring in the water back and forth. Okay. I'm not sure. That, right, you're allowed, but you're allowed to pour, right? Okay. Now we come to a very, very important.
Hot water to cold, cold water to hot.
Right, especially if you do it slowly.
You are alone.
You take hot coffee, you pour hot water, you put milk in it from the refrigerator.
Right.
You're allowed to do that. You're allowed to do that. Right?
Right. But you cannot put like water in an urn on Shabbos.
No, because you're cooking it.
You're cooking it. That's what Rashi said.
With the klisheni. Klisheni kit.
The bathtub's a klisheni.
Right, everything's a klisheni. Everything's a klisheni. Now we're going to get, this mission, we're going to see things that are not klisheni. Or, that are not klisheni. Yeah, here we go. Ready? Ha'ilfas. Ilfas is some kind of big pot. The hakadera, or a pot. Sheha'eviran miroschin. You took it off the fire, and it's boiling hot. Off the fire. Lo yitein l'tocho tavlin. You can't put spices into the pot. Why not? Says Rashi. Misha techshach, from when it gets dark. Misha techshach, from when it gets dark. Meaning on Shabbos. The kli rishon. It's a kli rishon. Kol zman sheroseach, as long as it's hot, mevashel. It could still cook. So you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos, one of the Lamentas Malachas. So even though it's off the fire, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where the pot is. If it's still boiling hot, we're going to get to salt in a minute. Salt on number base. We'll hold off on the salt. Right? Right? As long as, by the way, the Shulchan Aruch paskins this way. And he holds that as long as it's Yad Soledes, as long as it's still, whatever degrees that is, still hot. By the way, you take something off the fire, for at least 5 minutes, it's still that hot. No question about it. Right? What if an hour later? I don't know. 5 minutes later, no question, it's still that hot. Right?
So it's off the fire.
Okay. Take something off the fire. Now I'm going to put in the spices. So you're not allowed to do that. It's off the fire, not cooking. No, it's still boiling hot. So as long as it's Yad Soledes soup, as long as Yad Soledes, which for the first 5 minutes for sure it still is, right? You're not allowed to put anything into that pot. Why? It's cooking. What about salt? We'll get the salt in another base. You had a question? Okay. The Ritva has a chumrah that even if it's not Yad Soledes, even if you wait an hour, right? It can happen somehow. You have a guest on Friday night to take the soup off. He's schmoozing. An hour later, even then you can't put anything into the pot. It's a gzera atu Yad Soledes. But the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that chumrah. But you can never. He only says it if it's Yad Soledes. Okay. Only if it's Yad Soledes. Okay. Aval but, no sein hu l'toch ha'ka'ara. You can put anything you want on your plate. I put spices on the food once it's on your plate. That's not a problem. O l'toch ha'tamchui, or a different kind of plate. Tamchui is like a serving plate for everybody. What?
Tureen.
What's a tureen?
A big plate.
Right? Why can you do that? Says Rashi. The klisheni ain't a mevashel. Because a klisheni is not mevashel. Not a problem. So on your plate, you can put whatever you want. Right? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, La kol hu nosein, you can always do it. You can always do it. Chutz, midav v'sheyesh bo chometz v'tzir. Unless it has vinegar or brine. Now what did Rabbi Yehuda talking about? Because the ratio of the Mishnah was machmer, and the sefer was mekel. So what's Rabbi Yehuda talking about? So, iboy lehu. Rabbi Yehuda, a ratio kai? Is Rabbi Yehuda going on the ratio ula kula? The Reisha said you can't put anything into a boiling hot pot. Nothing. Says Rabbi Yehuda, nah, anything you want, just not these two things. Right? Anything you want. Oh, Dilma, no, just the opposite. Asefa koi. Maybe he was going on the Sefer, ula chumra. Because the Sefer said, on your plate, you can do whatever you want. Comes along Rabbi Yehuda, not so fast. Only, not these two items. So which one is it? So Tashma, Tanya, Abraisa says, Rabbi Huda Omer, Lakal El Fasin, all pots. Who knows anything? You can do whatever you want. Lakal Akaderos, Rosachas, even if it's boiling hot. Right? Who knows anything? You can do whatever you want. Chodz, Midavar, Shiyeshbo, Chomets, Vitzir. Unless it's something that. So what do you see? He's being makil against the first shita of the Mishnah, against the Reisha. Right? The Reisha said, no cooking, nothing into pots that are boiling hot. Says of Yehuda, it's not a problem. As well, what? Except for those two. We don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda at all.
And what's with those two? What's the difference? What's with Chomis and
Tzibur? You'll see in a minute. Savar Rabbi Yosef Lameimar. Rabbi Yosef thought to say, Melach, salt, Harehu Kitavlin. Salt is no different than a spice. Why? The Bekli Rishon Bishla. In the Kli Rishon, it's a problem. Ubekli Sheni, Lo Bishla. And in the Kli Sheni, it's not a problem. Not a problem. Salt is different. Why is it different? We'll see in a minute why it's different.
It doesn't cook.
Exactly. Amar Rele Abaya, Tanya Rabchia taught, Melach ain't a ketavlin. A melach is not like a tavlin. It's not like a spice. Why? The beklisheni, nami bishla. Because a klisheni, it also doesn't work. It also cooks. Even in a klisheni, just the opposite. First we said, you can put salt into a kli rishon. Now we said, you can't even put it on a klisheni. Okay? Now, what about a kli shlishi? So we, Klal Yisrael, has generally taken the approach that anything is mutter in a kli shlishi. Where'd that come from? Who's the first person to ever mention a kli shlishi? I believe it's the Prima Gadim, who lived in the 1700s. He's the first person to mention such a thing as a kli shlishi. The Chazon Ish says, which if you're a Chazon Ish man, this is going to be difficult. His Chazon Ish's Shabbos was a completely different Shabbos than everybody else. Chazon Ish said, there's no makar for a klish. Why should a klish lishi be different than a klisheni? And he argues in the entire klish lishi kulo, which everybody relies on today, for tea and coffee and all these, well, coffee is a different story. Tea, all these things that we use for klish, everything's mutter in a klish lishi. Chazon Ish took issue with all of it.
Now,
yeah.
Rabbi First from Chicago,
yeah,
actually insists on using klish lishi.
Really?
Yeah.
Because then you run out, and there's no problems.
Correct.
There's no problems at all. Right, right. Now, the Chazon Ish was a das yachid. I don't know if he is the consensus shita, but he is a major leaguer, and people want to be choshish for him. You're gonna have a very different Shabbos. It's completely different. But he didn't really have a. I don't think he's a consensus shita. I don't know if that's the conventional shita.
Maybe.
The tea people are not to use a kli shlishi.
What's the big deal? You pour it into the cup again.
Exactly.
With the tea.
What do you mean?
It's more from the urn.
Correct, if you use a kli shlishi.
And then back again.
Right, what if you don't use a kli shlishi? It's very difficult to make tea.
You cannot make it unless you
really
make
the essence before. It's very difficult.
According to Chazon Ish, there's also a clear
beak. No difference. His reason is, Gemara couldn't think of that? They could have thought of that too. Right? They didn't think it could make a difference to them. Right? That's it's a famous Chazon Ish. He rejects completely. Like I said, I don't think, or Moshe held from it, and Rav Shlomo Zalman, and Rav Yashiv, all the consensus poskim will help from it. Right? They'll help from it. Okay. Okay. Where are we? Upligid Rav Nachman. And this argues on Rav Nachman. The Amr of Nachman. Rav Nachman said, Tzricha milcha, you need salt. Bishula, to cook. Kibasra de Torah, like ox meat. What does that mean? That if you want to cook salt, you need a lot of heat. A lot of cooking, like to cook some hard meat for hours and hours and hours. Salt's the same thing. Right? What do you see from here? That putting it into a kli rishon off the pot would accomplish nothing. Right? That would not be cooking. I believe that's what he's driving at. Right? Igad Amri. Now another version, which is going to be the version we're going to hold like. Savar of Yosef Lameimar. Melach, salt, harehu kitavlin. Salt is just like every other spice, which means the kli rishon bishla. In the kli rishon, it's cooking. That's a problem. But kli sheni, lo bishla. and in a kli sheni, it's not a problem. Just like the Mishnah said, spices. Amalei Abaya, Abaya said, wait a minute. Tani Rav Chiya taught, melach, salt, eino kitavlin. Salt is not like a tavlin. Dibikli rishon, in a kli rishon, nami lo bishla. There is no cooking on salt in a kli rishon. You hear this? Says Rashi, the last Rashi before the Mishnah, umutter litain, it's mutter, afilu kli rishon, even in a kli rishon, mishahaviro min ha'ar, as long as it's off the fire. And, you know paskins like that? The Shulchan Aruch. That's how we paskin. Now, the people practice this? I don't know. We don't put salt in much things. So I don't know. Can you put the salt off the fire? Right? Off the fire. Not on the fire. Off the fire, you can put salt into the Kli Rishon. Rashi says it. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that way. The Meiri wants to go so far so you can even...
He pulls soup off the pot off the thing.
Correct. And then he puts...
He puts more salt.
Right. So it's 100% mutter. Now, the Meiri wanted to say even further that you can even put the salt on the fire. But the Shulchan Aruch didn't go that far. The Shulchan Aruch paskins like Rashi. Right, that far the Shulchan Aruch was not willing to go. Okay. Yeah, but it's going to definitely happen. It's a sick ratio. It's going to happen no matter what.
I don't think salt was a cook.
What?
I think salt, it's not a bad example. I agree. If you take salt and put it in cold water, in water it'll dissolve.
Uh-huh.
By the way, what's being left out here is there are different types of salt in
there. Oh, so we're going to get to that. One second. Now, just one more thing. Behind the number of Nachman, and that's what Reb Nachman said. Shmicha milcha, you need salt, bishula, to cook, kibitz from the Torah, like the meat of an ox. So what does that mean? That what? That since it doesn't cook, you might as well put it in. Right? Since it's so long to cook, what's the difference? You might as well put it in.
Well, I have some question.
Yeah.
I know that the Russian Klisheni is a takona, but there are cases like if I take a big pot of cholent and I pour the entire pot in a Klisheni and I put something there, I still could cook because the temperature is very hot.
So we said it doesn't make a difference. We don't understand why, but there's a halachic change putting it into a Klisheni. If just as hot, it's a halachic change. So Tosfos says, which is not a scientific answer, Tosfos says, because you're going from hot walls to cold walls. In other words, the Kli Rishon has hot walls. The pot is hot. When you put it into a Kli Sheni, the Kli Sheni is cold. Now, a minute later, there's no difference. A minute later, it's the same temperature. But that's what Tosfos says. And so I looked at where Rubiad said, he has the chapter, the heading was, Halachic science is something that there's no science and halacha don't have to mix. They don't have to equal each other. They don't have to jive. It doesn't jive. Right? I take a thermometer, I'll stick it in the Kli Rishon, and the Kli Sheni is gonna be almost the same. Doesn't make a difference.
Almost,
it doesn't make it
almost a bad right. Difference.
So,
makes the difference.
Okay, and what if it's no difference at all? Let me ask you a question. When you pour coffee into a Kli Sheni,
right,
hot water, out of an urn into a cup, then you pour it into another cup. The
first
temperature is different?
Yeah, but first...
No, there's no difference.
Because it's cold, it might be, let's say, a half a degree...
Okay, so that's... So what? It's still too hot. It's still cooking.
Right.
Huh?
Right.
Exactly. So the answer is, that's the halacha.
Right.
That's the halacha. Run with it, because it's cooler. Okay?
Right. Okay.
Okay. Right, so the Mishnah Berurah says the reason why you can't put it on while it's on the fire, after all, what's the difference now, is because it might come to cook at some later point. You'll put it on the fire, then you'll go have a schmoozing for an hour, and you come back, maybe it'll cook. It's salt cook, so there's a chashash. Okay, the question is, what about other foods? What about other foods, not salt? Right, what about other foods, right? So you want to make a diet. The Ron says like this. You can see from here that a Kli Rishon does not cook things that are hard to cook, like salt.
Like pepper.
Like salt. And maybe pepper, right? Kli Rishon doesn't cook things that are hard to cook. But, says the Ron, we're not expert in any of this. What do we know? How do we know what's hard, what's not hard? We don't know. Therefore, we cannot put anything into a Kli Rishon unless the Gemara said so. What did the Gemara say? Salt. Spices, the Mishnah said you can't do this. Right? So what are we left with? I think just salt. What else are people going to put into a... Right? What else are they going to do? Croutons? Nobody will put croutons into a Kli Rishon. Right? Take the soup off the fire, and you pour the croutons into the big pot, so that's probably not a recommended thing to do. If someone does it, maybe they should ask the Shiloh, they probably should not do it. Right? Yeah.
What is the issue of the Kli Rishon? The fact that it has to be in a physical fire.
So they're saying, even if it's off the fire,
right,
and it's very hot, it can still cook. Now, can it scientifically cook? I don't know. But halachically, yeah. So that's a chumrah, right? Can it scientifically cook now? I don't know. But it doesn't matter. The halacha says it can, and therefore, you should probably not do that. You should not take the croutons and pour it into the soup pot. You should probably not do that, because you're probably going to be over on a, certainly a drabbanon of cooking.
Putting the croutons into the usual
center. Right. Correct. So now we have a separate problem, which we're going to get to later, of things that are easy to cook. The Gemara is going to say that if something's called Kale Bishel, it can cook very, very easily, even in a klisheni. That's where the tea becomes a problem. Because the Mishnah Brewer says that tea is something that's Kale HaBishel. It's very easy to cook. And therefore, even in a klisheni, it's a problem. Now, we don't know what's in this category. We don't know what's in this. What's something easy to cook? We have no idea.
Egg.
Right, so we don't know. So therefore, to avoid the problem, always use a Kli Shlishi. Use a Kli Shlishi. Nahalat HaChazon Ish, not an issue. That's where it comes. That's where it all comes from that. Right? Now, that's why some say, if you use a ladle, then the ladle is the Kli Shlishi, and then your bowl is the Kli Shlishi. Right? So you should not take the soup and pour it like this. Just pour it out. Probably splash. Probably nobody would do that. You probably shouldn't do that. Because then your plate is still a klisheni, and if it's a klisheni, maybe things are Kali Bishel, and then you can run into problem. Salt is for sure not Kali Bishel. Right? Salt's not an issue. Okay. What about crouton? So it's a problem. Okay. Next. Now, for some reason, right smack in the middle of this parak, we have an entire new topic. The topic is muktzah. Muktzah is something. Now, what's muktzah doing here? So the Tosfos HaRosh says, because we had before, ein nosnin. So now we have to say ein nosnin, the same two words, even though the topic could not be different, could not be more different. Min haTorah, there's no such idea of muktzah at all. There's no such idea of muktzah. Midrabanan, the Rabbanan made gzeira, there are things you're not allowed to carry. What are you not allowed to carry? There are six categories of muktzah. We're going to go through all six right now. But why did they make the gzeira of muktzah? So the Rambam gives two reasons. His first reason is so that... if we would not aser muksa, there's so much you could do on Shabbos that would not be Shabbistic.
The Torah didn't think of
that. So the Rambam says, the Chachamim came along, you can arrange your furniture, and you can arrange all your kelim, and your pens and pens. You can be busy the whole day with not spiritual things. So they aser muksa. Okay? That's number one. That's his first reason. His second reason is, listen to this reason. Because there are some people... his second reason is because you might come to do malacha with them. If I allow you to move a pen, you might come to write with it. If I allow you to use a hammer, you might come to build a house with it. So we asked these kalim...
That's a better reason.
That's a better reason. You like that reason better. Right? Okay. A minute. Okay. Third reason is, since there are some people that don't have anything to do, they don't work the whole week, right? Since there are people that don't work the whole week, they don't work the whole week, right? But they could. So if muktzah is mutter during the week, if muktzah is mutter on Shabbos, then there'll be no difference for these people between Shabbos and the rest of the week. Because they can move a pen on Shabbos, they can move a pen during the week. They can move a they don't do any work. They don't get on the train and go to work and sit in an office. They don't do that. So if muktzah will mutter, this is the Rambam says, if muktzah would be mutter, the Shabbos would look no different for these people than a Tuesday. It would be a little different.
That's not the comedy.
Therefore, they answered muktzah. That's a funny reason. What?
Yeah.
That's a funny reason.
It seems just the opposite. Because you could move a pen during the week,
yeah,
you don't let you use a pen during the on Shabbos. Not that
That's the Rambam. Gives those three reasons. The Raita gives a fourth reason, and his reason is it's a gzera, you shouldn't come to carry. If we allow you to touch less things, the chances of carrying are reduced. Okay? People to show you how. Okay, so what could you carry? Whatever you need. What could you touch? Whatever you need. Well, you don't need a pen on Shabbos, so don't touch it. Then you woke up to carry it. Right? You don't need money on Shabbos. You can't buy anything anyway. So therefore, don't touch it. You don't touch it. You woke up to carry it. You hear that? There are six types of muksa. Ready? Number one. Muksa, machmas, chisaron, kif. Something that you don't want anyone to touch because it's expensive. What's included in that category? Things like a shechita knife. Or the knife of a moel. Right? Or the kalim of a sofer, they point out. All these things. No one touching that. Right? Now, inherently, nothing wrong with it. It's a knife. I can cut the cake with that knife. Yeah, but I use that knife to cut shechita. There's a nick and a pe- I don't want to touch that. It's muksa. Number two, kli shemalachto le'iser. Any kli that the primary use of that kli is something that's aser, like a hammer or a pen, right? Or a remote control. All these things, the primary use of it is something that's aser. Number three, muksa. Something that's inherently muksa. What does inherently muksa mean? Something inherently, not a kli. It's not a kli, but it serves no purpose on Shabbos. Like what? Like money. Like spare buttons. Not kalim. Like stones and earth and all these types of things. Number four is something that's a bussis. A bussis means the item is mutter, the item you're allowed to carry, but something usser was placed on top of it. For example, your dining room table or any table where the neros are. Dining room table is mutter. The end table is mutter to carry. If you need to carry, you need to move it. But you put the leichter on top of it. The leichter is usser because it's candles burning. Can't touch candles. Candles are muksa machmas gufo. It makes the entire table underneath muksa. Okay, what are the parameters of all these parameters? We can get to everything. Number four. That was number four. Number five. Something that was attached to the ground when Shabbos began. Okay, number five. And number six is muksa machmas mitzvah. Right? What does that mean? Muksa machmas mitzvah? When Shabbos began, it was usher because it was used for a mitzvah. Like what? Tfilin. I don't know if tfilin's, I don't know about tfilin, I don't know, but like sukkah decorations. No. Sukkah decorations, something like that. That was muksa because it's used for a mitzvah. No other reason. Okay. Those are the six categories. Now we'll start the Mishnah. Ein nosnin kli tachat haner. You're not allowed to put a kli underneath the candle, lekabel boas hashemen, because I want to catch the oil. I'm a very big cheapskate, so I have an oil lamp, and it has a tiny little bit of a leak, and it's dripping out oil. I'm a big cheapskate, so I'm going to put the clay underneath to catch the oil. I can't do that. Why can't I do that? Rashi gives two reasons. Not on Shabbos. Shemen hametafte. To catch the oil that's dripping. Why not? Mishum de shemen muktahu, because the shemen is muksa. Uka savar, and we hold, ain kli nito b'shabbos. You can't use a kli on Shabbos, ela l'tzarach davar nito. Only for something that can be moved. This shemen's muksa. So by taking a kli, you're making the kli muksa. Number one. Inami or, listen to this one. Savar we hold, asa l'talta kli mehichano. You're not allowed to move a kli, l'hoshiv kli makam shal yuchal odli t'litlo. You're not allowed to put a kli in a position where it's going to become now muksa. If I put the kli under to catch the oil, once oil drops into the kli is going to be muksa. Why is the kli going to be muksa?
Can you make
inside muksa on Shabbos? You're not allowed to do that. Why is the kli going to be muksa? Because there's now muksa oil inside it. Right? So it's going to make the kli muksa. So I can't do that.
The only thing that muksa is the muksa
I said, okay, so maybe you didn't bin Ashmashas.
I'm saying, you're going to make things...
Right? David Kavelo, Makom, Umechabro, listen to this. Because now it's stuck. Umechabro, Betit, V'dami l'malacha. It's like a malacha. It's like building. V'kli zeh, Mishiyapel bo Hashemen, Huksu, Hamuksu, Yehei, Aser, L'taltlo. You're no longer going to be able to move it. Is that even on a... No. Oh, V'imnasno mibod yom. V'imnasno mibod yom. Mutter. If you did it before Shabbos, it's not a problem. Before Shabbos, you could do this. V'im ne'usin mimenu, v'ein ne'usin mimenu, You're not allowed to have hana. You're not allowed to have hana from the oil that drips into the kli on Shabbos. Lefishu ena mina muchan, because it wasn't set aside from before Shabbos. Okay? Amr of Chista, af al pisha amru, enosin kli tachas tarnagoles. Even though we said, you're not allowed to put a kli under a chicken, lekabel beitasa, to catch the egg, why not? For the exact same reason we just said, if the egg is laid on Shabbos, it's muksa, right? If the egg is laid on Shabbos, it's muksa, so once we, if you put a kli there to catch the egg, you're making the kli muksa. Aval kofa of kli, but you could put a kli on top of the egg, that's okay. Why? Because you can take the kli off. Right? You want to protect the egg, you can do it that way. Right? Shalov tishaver, that it shouldn't break. Amar Rabba, my time of Chista. Why is that okay? Because Kosavri holds, Tarnagolet, Asuya, Lihatil, Beitasa, Ba'ashpa. Most chickens, that's not domesticated, they lay eggs in like the garbage in the private areas. They're not Lihatil, Beitasa, Makom, Midron. They don't normally lay eggs on an incline, where the egg is going to roll down and break. They don't normally do that. The hatsala matuya, and for a normal hatsala, hitiru, they matured it. In other words, you can cover an egg, because normally eggs are laid where people can fall and hurt themselves. You can trip over the egg, it's laid in a private area, in a garbage area, where you can't take out the egg. You can trip and hurt yourself. Therefore, the hatsala she'ena matuya, but if it's an abnormal hatsala, lo hitiru, they weren't matured. Since it's normal for eggs to be laid in places where you can get hurt, they allowed you to cover it no matter where the egg is laid. Okay? Eishei Abaye, wait a minute. Fatola she'ena mitzuya lo itiru? They didn't matter atzal, it's abnormal. But Tanya, one moment, we learned in the Braisa. Nishbur lo chavith shel tevel, berosh gago. If the barrel of tevel breaks on the roof, maybe kli, you're allowed to bring a kli, umaniach tachta. You can put it underneath to save all the tevel. Now, barrels breaking are not normal. So Gemara says, no, but gulfe chadati v'shchichi paki. No, it's a new barrel, it is normal. It's a new barrel, that's pretty normal, actually. Hey, say, wait a minute. No sin kli tachas aner l'kabel litzotos, but you're allowed to put a kli under a candle to catch the sparks, and sparks are muksa. And the Gemara answers, litzotos na mishchichi, that's also normal. So for a normal thing, it's mutter. For a not normal thing, it's not mutter. All right, so we'll stop here, and we'll pick up on this tomorrow. Everybody have a good day. Oh, yeah.